Sea Alaska's first investment in the industry came in 2016. It bought a minority interest in Independent Packers Corporation, a Seattle processor employing about 180 people. It next purchased a majority stake in Odyssey Enterprises. It's also in Seattle and has about 200 workers. Both do secondary processing, also called value-added. That means they turn seafood into soups, stews, breaded, and similar products to sell under their own names or someone else's. The new addition is Orca Bay, based in Renton, about 10 miles southeast of Seattle. It makes similar products and has about as many workers.
The products they have, their customer base, their marketing strategies, their access to resources, all is very complementary.
Anthony Malott is president and CEO of Sea Alaska, which has about 23,000 shareholders, mostly Tlingits or Haidas. He says Orca Bay is in the process of merging with Odyssey.
The combination of the two offers, you know, not only good scale, but an opportunity to, you know, have an expanded customer base and give us a platform where we can continue to build our marketing expertise, try innovative new products, and be the beginning of the seafood platform that we envisioned.
He says it's Sea Alaska's last processing investment for now, but the corporation also plans to purchase Alaska Seafood for the plants. Andy Wink of the McDowell Group, a research and analysis firm, says too much of the catch heads overseas.
To have another buyer out there in the U.S. that's looking to grow their line of products using fish from Alaska, you know, I think it's just kind of another bump in demand. Alaska produces something like 5 to 6 billion pounds of harvest volume. So it's probably relatively minor, but still every little bit helps.
Sea Alaska's seafood buys are part of a 5-year recovery plan after its construction company lost more than $25 million and other businesses more than doubled that amount. Among other things, the plan called for development of businesses closer to Southeast Alaska and the Pacific Northwest, where many shareholders live. Earlier investments included plastics factories as far away as Alabama and Guadalajara, Mexico. Malott says processing is one reason the corporation has been able to boost its part of this month's $11 million shareholder distribution.
The earnings have improved across the board. Natural resources, government services, and the new seafood investments are all adding to the earnings that are culminating in this increased dividend.
The dollar per share contribution isn't a lot, but it's the largest in the past few years. Earnings from Sea Alaska's Marjorie Young Permanent Fund added another 86 cents per share. But the largest part of the dividends comes from natural resource earnings shared by all 12 regional native corporations. That amount, $4.10 per share, is down.
The distribution is driven by oil income from Arctic Slope Regional Corporation. So the main driver is the lower oil price.
Sea Alaska also pays shareholders a spring dividend. It's driven in part by revenues from the Red Dog Zinc Mine. That's on property owned by the Kotzebue-based Nana Regional Corporation. In Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.